Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 937 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Bryce, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies because they help a lot of small businesses, over a million, including my own, with managing our business finances, from keeping track of our income to our expenses to also invoicing. So if you do any coaching or consulting or you bill anybody for anything, FreshBooks is definitely, in my opinion, the best way to go because you can create a professional-looking invoice within 30 seconds. You can keep track and you can just get paid. So check it out for free for 30 days by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Sweet. Now here's today's question from Bryce.
Hey, Pat. This is Bryce, and I just was wondering about your experience with your course making, successful course making now, that you've been through the ins and outs and struggles of creating it. And I'm wondering if you would change anything in your Will It Fly book with the new knowledge that you have, and if so, what is it?
Hey, Bryce, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate that. You know, it's always interesting to reflect back on what you wish you had known or what you wish you had done differently. I mean, there were a number of different things in my past that I wish I'd done differently. For example, like I talked about in the last episode of Ask Pat, like I wish I did courses for greenexamacademy.com. I'm sort of beyond that point now, and I'm a little bit out of the loop in that industry, although that site still continues to do very well. I wish I'd done that. I would have probably 2 or 3x'd my income as a result of doing that. I also wish that I had started my email list sooner, absolutely. And I also wish that I started working with virtual assistants and building a team sooner. Now, related to Will It Fly, you know, I was very, very happy with how well that was executed. I wish, you know, for one thing, not related to the courses, which I know you referenced, but one thing I wish we did differently was just gave ourselves a little bit more, my team and I wish we gave ourselves a little bit more time to plan out how it was going to be launched in terms of just the timing. We were really, really rushed in packing everything. We've kind of overworked a few people who were key members in terms of the getting the book packaged and put together. For example, the designer who was designing the Kindle version of the book, we were really, really leaning on them pretty hard. So we definitely thanked him for it, obviously, in the end, and we're just grateful for his work. But anyway, related to the course, you know, I did a pretty good job of leading people into my email list from that book. Again, for those of you who it's been a while or maybe you haven't read it yet, I offer a free online companion course using Teachable, which is the same course software that I use for my paid courses. But that was my first sort of test with Teachable, which was really nice. I'm a paid affiliate and also advisor for the company, just, you know, for Teachable now because I just love them so much. But I use them for both the free companion course for Will It Fly, which allowed me to collect email addresses. In that companion course, it's essentially laid out chapter by chapter, just like the book. And within each chapter, if there are links, that's where they're mentioned. If there are things that I teach, I create small, short videos to help people walk through those things. And just any other extras. And of course, downloads for exercises and sheets and things like that too. That worked out really well. And that allowed me to build a relationship with those people, understand more about them. I mean, that list is over 15,000 or so right now. And that allowed me to then utilize that list to then build out the first online course that I promoted. It's still available, although I don't know if the doors are going to be open by the time this episode comes out. But it opens and closes every once in a while. And that's smartfromscratch.com. And that worked out really, really well. And then the next course was a Power Up podcasting course, or it's a podcasting course called Power Up Podcasting at powerupodcasting.com. And I learned a lot from that as well. So, you know, I was really happy with the sequence of the way that I ran it, the way that I collected email addresses. If there's one thing I wish I could do differently, which I can do, because the book is self-published, it's printed on demand through CreateSpace, and I can always just update the Kindle version really easily, is I can mention the course specifically and talk about Smart from Scratch and tease it, or at least seed it in the book in different places, so that by the time people hear about it down the road in the sequences, they're then able to realize or remember that, and it just continues that conversation instead of just out of the blue, hey, now you can pay for this course. I can inject it into the book and have it sort of be there to warm people up to it. And so, you know, that's the cool thing about self-publishing and doing it in a print-on-demand style like that, is you can always make changes, and I will likely do that in the future. So that's what I would change, and I'm just very happy with it. So still learning a lot, though, and the one thing I wish I had done differently with the Smart from Scratch launches is I wish I emailed more. With Power Up Podcasting, I emailed essentially every day during the launch, and that had so much more of a positive effect versus the negative outcomes as a result of that. I only had like one person complain that I was emailing too much, versus not emailing at all and having people even miss out on the opportunity. So there you go. Bryce, great question. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I want to send over an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all for listening in. And here's a quote to finish off the day. This is another anonymous quote. But it's a great one too, and that is, things could be worse. Suppose your errors were counted and published every day, like those of a baseball player. So good. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Pretty cool when the Cubs won the World Series, right? Well, who was it over? Was it over Miami? Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.